Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here with another video, and today we're going to be taking a look again at gambling scams for CSGO. I even wore my CSGO t-shirt and everything. So, as you'll have seen from my channel, we've talked a lot about skins gambling. We've covered all of the backlash, if you like, against all of that stuff. We've even exposed people that are running scams, and still, it's got to be said that even after the Valve cease and desist, after rulings from courts and pending legal action and class action lawsuits, these things are still going on. I mean, I made the point during the major that we were still able to hit incredibly high viewing numbers despite skins gambling having taken a big hit, which it absolutely has, and inarguably has. It's not as widespread or as out in the open as it used to be. Well, a lot of people got upset about that and said, you know nothing, skins gambling's still going on. Yep, I get it, right? So obviously it's still going on, and there are still some sites that are doing it. Now, the assumption I think a lot of people are making is that if these sites remain after the Valve cease and desist letter, they're completely trustworthy, they're completely above board, you can use them without any fear, and that you will have your consumer rights protected. But this isn't the case. I don't know what to tell you. I get messaged a lot from people who, I don't know, they want me to come running and save their skins. I can't do it. I will never be able to get your skins back. And equally, if I've already told you about the type of scam that's out there, which I've been doing in kind of sections, I can't, there's not enough hours in the day to go out and attack every website. I simply can't do it. But I will tell you about another kind of scam as it pertains to a big website. And that is basically, it's not very sophisticated scam. It's just called the you don't get to withdraw your winnings scam. And I mean, there's a few sites doing this. Spoiler, we're going to be doing an investigation, and or rather revealing the findings of an investigation into another one of these big websites shortly. Me and Sam have been working on that. But just as it would happen today, as we were sitting down to record our latest batch of videos, there was a user on Twitter called CrustCS, and he was complaining about this very same thing that we've seen from other websites, which is, to summarize, and again, Sam, feel free to jump in if I'm missing any details out. Basically, you place a series of bets on the website. You win, you get to a certain point where you will be withdrawing big skins, valuable skins, rare skins, and then mysteriously your account doesn't work. Mysteriously, you can't withdraw what you've won. Mysteriously, your inventory or your account gets closed. Is that a fair summary, Sam?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, and this is going on a lot of these sites, and the one that specifically CrustCS is having an issue with is BetGG. Now, ordinarily, I wasn't going to signal boost this because the guy's, you know, been a bit of a jerk to me on Twitter in the past, and he's complaining about being blocked. Again, I don't have to listen to your shit. I don't know why people think that I do. I don't know why people think that's right. But I feel so kind of passionately about stopping this kind of thing. I will definitely let bygones be bygones and just signal boost this guy's problem. But it just goes to show, you know, be careful of who you attack and act like a petulant child to, because eventually you might want them to come and help you out. Some words of advice there. But he created this twit longer, and he aimed it at Sam because he realized he was blocked by me. He aimed it at Mo, and he aimed it at Dazed. Now, the reason he aimed it at Dazed and Mo is, I believe Mo used to be sponsored by bets.gg. I mean, that goes without saying. I'm pretty sure Mo's been sponsored by almost every gambling site at some point. And again, is that accurate, Sam?
I think so. And if not, he definitely used to play it a lot, or still does.
So I'll definitely stand corrected on that one if it isn't the case. But is Dazed currently sponsored by BetGG?
I believe so. That's what everyone's been saying, yeah.
Okay. So, and again, you know, obviously, I'll say two things which aren't necessarily contradictory. On the one hand, I think we can all agree that the way Dazed has been marginalized in the CS community after he was found guilty of having thrown that match that we all know about, it's very hard for him to perhaps make the same standard of living he would if he was able to be a pro player, if he was more marketable, if it wasn't for that. I think it's unfair that he's completely been pushed aside. I'm super happy he's coming back and doing broadcasts. I don't think one mistake, however heinous, should necessarily be the end of your life, career, ability to make a livelihood in an area you have expertise, unless it's something very grave indeed. And I don't think that applies to Sam. What I will also say, though, is you have an obligation when you promote or endorse something to make sure that it is legitimate. And that's what we do here on our videos. I mean, we always make a point of looking at a sponsor. Is it legit? I mean, I said
we thrown away, dog, because of these trusty bloody morals. Bloody hell. I know.
But it's true. I mean, if people think I haven't been offered thousands and thousands, which some of which would go to Sam,
a little bit,
because you know, from gambling sites, you'd be crazy. I mean, it's an absolute no-no, and not just because I work for Turner now. How could I be the guy that you can trust to expose this stuff if I'm taking money from these sites? And I'm all for legalized and regulated gambling. I've made that very clear. But even taking money from those companies can become problematic if you want to be the person that condemns gambling and its marketing to children in this space. So me and Sam know the pain of having to leave just thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table when we could have had it and just come out and said, hey, kids, use this new little Skins casino. And that's the price you pay for having a moral compass. So I will say, if you endorse something and it then turns out to be a scam, or it turns out to be duplicitous, or it turns out to be negatively impacting on people's consumer rights, you, as the person who endorses it, do have to bear a little bit of the brunt of the responsibility. So I will say that. Now, this is the post by Crust CS. I think it's very important to let you know that since we're now, it's very important, sir. That since winning $1,000 on the site, bets.gg, and getting my account leveled at 100+, my bets.gg Steam ID has been locked on their website and has been since the 25th of January, meaning that I cannot bet and I simply cannot withdraw a single skin from bets.gg. I know this has happened with multiple other people with large sums of money in the website. Here are some examples, including my own evidence. And he links to several YouTube videos. Now, this again is something, as I said, this is a pretty standard thing that happens. When certain accounts get to a point where they would have to withdraw a very rare or valuable skin that maybe the site doesn't even have access to or simply doesn't want to give away because of how valuable it is, people who have placed a series of bets and been very lucky just simply get their accounts shut down. And without any sort of customer service explanation or with delayed explanations. Some of the examples I've seen, they'll stall you, they'll string you along, and sometimes they'll say, well, look, there must have been an error in the system. We can't see that you ever had that inventory, or we can't see that you made these bets. What we'll do instead is we'll offer you a skin of much lesser value. Will you be willing to accept that? And the option at that juncture is basically take the shitty skin that's worth a lot less than the inventory that mysteriously disappeared, or get nothing. And that's what I've seen. That's the evidence I've seen. Now, Sam, you're the producer on this show. Which YouTube video do you think best illustrates?
Let's go for the third one first.
Okay.
Just a random choice.
So feel free to give that a spin. And if you want to talk us through what's going on in that video, obviously I'll shut up. But if you want to do
it. I won't play the entire video because it's just 11. So basically, all these videos are basically the same story anyway. You win, and then in the end, you end up, oh, I can't withdraw. And then it's basically the same problem in all these videos. I picked the longest possible one of a guy surfing for 11 minutes, of course.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying that you would do that. But again, all of these videos show the same thing. We had a little look at them earlier today. It's people winning and winning sizable bets on bets.gg and being unable to withdraw their winnings. Now, if you look through those videos yourself, I guess we'll put the twit longer in the description. They're all collated there. You'll be able to see for yourself. It means we don't have to pad out what could be a relatively short video and just get to the meat of the issue. But you can see that the person who runs BetsGG is a guy who calls himself Dot Mops. Just Mops is his gamer name. Adil P, it seems to be the name that he registered the website under. And he's fairly open. These aren't secret details. We're not doxing anybody. This all correlates to his ESEA account. And he actually seems to have his finger in a lot of pies, doesn't he, Sam?
Yeah, he's a jack of all trades, apparently, mate. Bets, so, GG, cases, GG, trades, GG, CSGO, gamble. And then when I looked under the domain registration, there was a bunch of other domains that either he'd used before and wore out, or he's going to use next time.
And these domains go back to being registered, I believe it was in September 2015.
Yeah.
So somebody who obviously owns multiple sites, certainly on his Twitter as well, you can see he makes no bones about it, describes himself as a full-stack developer, gamer, tech entrepreneur, VC founder and CEO of BetsGG, CasesGG, TradesGG, and owner of CSGO Gamble. So definitely involved in lots of things. You can see he retweets all of the sites that he professes to have a stake of ownership in. And this user, CrustCS, has had interactions with him. And you can see here that Mops was dismissing this ability to withdraw as a bug. Now, I'm not saying that this is what happened. But there's a little gyatso there of it, so it was definitely said by Mobs. But I'm not saying this is what happened, but certainly in other instances I've seen where these types of scams are occurring, they get dismissed as bugs, and they say, hey, we're going to fix everything. If you've been unable to withdraw, it's just a tech issue. What they're actually doing is they're relying on people losing more bets so they can get the value of the skins, and it's just a stalling tactic. And then the loudest, most vocal complaints they silence by saying, oh, look, it's turned up and it's working now. That's how it seems to be working. And a bot will just transfer the skin across and you'll go away. Or sometimes, as I said, they'll offer you something of lesser value. Now, in addition to that, this CrustCS guy has been involved with a few other interactions. Crust provided proof that when he was logging in, this is what he could see. And you can see that, you know, it's preparing trade offer, just all spammed in green. And again, I've never used the site, so I don't know why that is particularly an issue or what that necessarily pertains to. But I'm guessing, based on the rest of the Twitlonger, what he's saying is that those trades aren't going through. That they're green. They look like they're going to be able to transfer the skins across, the winnings that he wants, the withdrawals that he wants to make, but he can't do it. Now he's opened a support ticket, and he opened the support ticket on January the 26th, so a while ago, and he says, I've got a huge problem with the site. I have 946 coins, and I can't withdraw any of it. I've tried updating my trade link and signing in and out, but I still get the issue where it simply says processing. And he says he's tried all sorts to fix it. That he's tried logging in and out. He's tried a different trade URL. He's tried resetting his trade URL. He's tried getting another account to level one and withdrawing on that Steam account. He's withdrawn different value skins. He's tried betting the winnings again to see if it was just something that was like kind of in stasis. And if he bets again, it'll work again. He's got a friend to log into the account, used a different browser, used a different PC in case there was some sort of hardware blocking. He's waited an hour just letting the process spin around. He's deposited skins. He's done the support ticket. He sent DMs to Mops, no reply. He tweeted publicly the owner, to which he said, I'm working on it, with a little smiley face. He's DM'd the admins of the site, Miniature Bets and God underscore like one. He's got friends to do it. So he's really tried. I mean, for me, this is above and beyond the call of duty that you should ever have to go to for a site that has your money. And this is another reason why I keep telling you guys, if you're involved in any of this betting, it's not even like buy or beware at this point. It's just that the way these sites work, because they exist in, at best, a gray economy, right? they are, there's obvious, they can do whatever they want. You know, your recourse would have to be legal. You would have to go and get a lawyer. It's going to be a pain in your balls, a huge pain in your balls to have to do this. And once it slowly starts sinking in that these sites can get away with it, they'll just get away with it more and more. Pretty much everyone who's ran what I would say a legitimate gambling site, as in not one that's owned by a Russian and is completely fake, they treat them like the personal piggy banks. They all have huge inventories themselves, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of skins. They work with other skins traders in the scene to ensure they have an impeccable Steam reputation. They all friend each other to make it look like it's a trusted network. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, there is going to be some like breakage or whatever fucking word you want to use for it, where some people are going to slip through the cracks, get scammed, and because they pay out the majority of people, because they don't scam everyone, then people are going to turn around and say, well, I got my skins, I got it, it's all okay. And this is how the economy works. And this is certainly what I've seen. This is based on my own understanding of it. This is based on dozens and dozens of messages I get on my Facebook page, on my Twitter, emails. Sam gets the same. These sites operate this way. They aren't legitimate. They don't mind scamming 10 of you if, you know, 10 and paying out 1,000 of you, because they know the 1,000 who get paid will drone out the voices of the 10 people who lose a knife or lose a valuable skin, and there's nothing you can do about it. So what you have to do is you have to not fucking give these people money, but you won't do that because you like your nice shiny skins. So it is hard for me to sympathize, but I will say this is completely unacceptable. It's unacceptable that for over 2 weeks you refuse to respond to somebody who's been deprived of their virtual items or money, whatever you want to refer to it as, because something is wrong, wink, wink, with your site. So Chris CS ends the twit longer by saying, as you can tell, I'm starting to get frustrated at this point because nothing is working or even showing any sign of hope. And I keep getting told to make support tickets that I've already made. And he says that 2 weeks ago with no reply, may I add. I have reason to believe that BetsGG are locking accounts of big winners on their site, which is honestly disgusting if that is the case, seeing as the hefty profit they're producing. Well, how do you think they maintain those profits? This is what they do, and this is certainly... they're not alone in doing it. It's all one big joke. All of the owners of these sites all talk to each other. They collude. They come up with new ways to fucking scam you out of your skins. And they all have a good laugh about it. I do not blame any of the people promoting the site for mine or anyone else's losses or locked accounts. And neither should anyone else. There is no way they can understand what's really happening to some of the larger gamblers on the site. And sure, I agree with that sentiment to a large degree. But now that the evidence is quite clear, I'd like to see, you know, because I know guys like Days, Mo, anyone who currently works with them or has worked with them, I know these people aren't inherently dishonest, even if they've been guilty of dishonesty in the past. And I'm pretty sure they would come out and condemn any site that's provably behaving in this way. And they should, refuse to endorse them any further. Aside from that, it's important for both you guys, Mo and Days, and anyone else promoting the site to reconsider the site they are promoting and the effect it can have on their viewers. All I ask is the money I'm owed to be paid out, and for all personalities such as yourself to reconsider your sponsorship deal. Thanks for taking the time to read, Crust. So that was the twit longer. Now, as I said, it was a bit of fortunate timing because we're looking at another website of this nature. That's guilty of the same thing and using the kind of same methodology, a way to just kind of increase the profit margin, it seems, by never having to pay out. And this might be designed for profit, or it might be because it's impossible to pay out certain types of skins because it's the scarcity that makes them valuable. Not everyone can have a factory new Dragon Lore. It's not going to work like that. You may have the value of it, but not everyone can have one. So I'm very intrigued to see how this is going to kind of play out. But I wanted to signal boost this story because obviously it's right in our wheelhouse and we're going to be doing a big reveal on another site guilty of this exact same thing very soon. So if Mops wants to get in touch with us, he knows how to do it. would love to hear from him. We'll certainly give him the time of day for an interview or something else. And if you've been affected by BetsGG, now is the time to speak up so we can get a better idea of how often this is occurring and to how many people. Just as a final thought, though, if you are using any of these sites, chances are at some point you are going to get scammed. They exist in the gray economy. They're going to use you to make a profit. It's all well and good when you get those skins, but when they take them from you, you're going to be crying just like everybody else that gets scammed eventually. Don't use them. Don't give them profit. Let them wither and die because they're not helping you. They're not helping CSGO. They're not helping esports. They're parasites. Anyway, thanks very much for watching this video. We will get you on the next one.